Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis.
Friends of sports history, this is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history, and welcome to your sports break for this November 28th, as we will talk about some of the greatest events in sports history that occurred on this date, the athletes that performed them, and the uniform numbers that they wore. But before we get to those uniform numbers, let's make sure you know a little trick. With your AI speaker, you simply say your magic words and tell it to play the latest Sports Jersey Dispatch podcast or latest Pigskin Dispatch podcast, and voila, your podcast should be playing from this very venue, and you'll be able to hear it just that easy without touching a button. Hands-free and easy to do. Try it out. Now, those uniform numbers for November 28th are 4, 8, 16, 12, 21, 24, 20, 16, 41, 43, 11, 13, and number 9. November 28th, 1929 is where we'll start out. And Chicago Cardinals fullback number 4, Ernie Nevers, set an NFL record for the most points scored in a single game. 40 of the Cardinals' points in a 40-6 rout of the Chicago Bears. Nevers has an NFL record 6 touchdowns and 4 extra points on the day. November 28, 1938, the fourth Heisman Trophy Award was given to Texas Christian number 8 quarterback Davey O'Brien. Now, we have a great podcast episode where author and historian Timothy P. Brown of footballarchaeology.com on Pigskin Dispatch comes out and tells us all about Davey O'Brien and that great number 80 war at Texas Christian. November 28, 1944, Detroit Tigers pitcher number 16, Hal Newhouser, was named as the American League Most Valuable Player. November 28, 1955, the 1956 NFL Draft, Gary Glick, number 12 from the University of Colorado A&M, was the first pick by the Pittsburgh Steelers. November 28, 1957, the Milwaukee Braves future Hall of Fame pitcher number 21, Warren Spahn, ended up winning the Cy Young Award for that season. And in 1964, on the 28th of November, the 1965 NFL Draft took place, and Tucker Fredrickson, number 24 from the Auburn University Tigers, was the first pick by the New York Giants. November 28, 1964, the CFL Grey Cup was played at CNE Stadium in Toronto, and the BC Lions defeated the Hamilton Tiger Cats 34-24. It was BC's number 20, Bill Munsey, that scored 2 touchdowns in the third quarter, one on offense and the other on defense, to lead the charge. November 28, 1967, the 33rd Heisman Trophy Award was won by UCLA quarterback number 16, Gary Beben. And you're going to hear some great history on Gary Beben coming up this month on Pigskin Dispatch in our Rose Bowl celebration. Beben was part of one of the great Rose Bowl games that Dana Augustor talks about when he visits. That'll be played later on in the month of December. November 28, 1969, number 41, Ted Sizemore became the 7th Dodger to win the National League Rookie of the Year honors. November 28, 1978, it was the 44th Heisman Trophy Award, and it was earned by Oklahoma running back number 20, Billy Sims. November 28, 1979, the LA Dodgers number 43, Rick Sutcliffe, won the National League Rookie of the Year Award. November 28, 1993, another CFL Grey Cup game was played, only this one was played at McMahon Stadium in Calgary, as the Edmonton Eskimos defeated the Winnipeg Blue Bombers 33-23, and Sean Fleming, number 11, recorded a record tying 6 field goals in the contest. November 28, 2010, another Grey Cup game of the CFL, this one at Commonwealth Stadium in Edmonton, and the Montreal Alouettes retained their championship with a 21-18 close thriller over the Saskatchewan Roughriders, and Alouettes quarterback number 13, Anthony Cavillo's 3rd title in his career. November 28, 2015, Jamie Vardy, number 9, scored for Leicester City in a 1-1 draw against Manchester United at the King Power Stadium. It was an EPL record 11th consecutive game in which Vardy scored a goal. So that is your sports history for this November 28th. A little sports break to take you away from everyday life for a moment. And if you want to have some more of that and study up on some sports history, I suggest you go to sportshistorynetwork.com, where we have a whole bunch of podcasts, thousands of hours of entertainment, family-friendly for everyone to learn something about sports history. And also, you can go to pigskindispatch.com and jerseydispatch.com for some more great content, podcasts, and more to give your sports history brain that little extra food for the day. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day.
We're dribbling around and see the shot clock's almost out, so we got to put up our shot and come back tomorrow for some more great sports history. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.